So it says, Gemara in Tanis, Hey Amud Beis, four lines above from the wide lines, it says, Rav Nachman v'Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak. Havu Yatvei b'sudata. They were sitting down in a suda together. Amalei Rav Nachman and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Nachman said to Rabbi Yitzchak, Leima ma milta. Say something. Say v'dvar Torah. Right? You know, you have a rabbi there. What do you want to hear from him? He's nice food, that's it. Say d'var Torah. Amalei hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Ein mesichim besuda. You shouldn't speak in a suda. Why? When you're eating, in other words. Shemi yakdim kana leveshet. Maybe the kana will be before the veshet. In other words, you can choke. At the time of the Gemara, they used to lie down. We don't have this halacha nowadays. Time of the Gemara, they used to lie down, like you do on Pesach. So then applies the halacha she'ein mesichim b'shal asuda, because if you speak when you're lying down that way, you can choke yourself.
What's the time? Lie down during a suda?
Yeah, in the time of Gemara, they used to have a table, and they used to have like a bed, not exactly a bed, like it looked like a little bit like a bed. And they used to lie down and they used to eat.
Why?
Right? Why? Okay, explain this.
What's
the concept of lying down when you eat? Why? In the time of Gemara, when they learned Torah, they used to stand up. This is mentioned. I'll explain. Time when they used to learn, they used to stand up. Nowadays we sit down, right? Bottle of shakdanim. We're not on that level anymore. But the concept of learning Torah was when standing up, right? The concept of eating was lying down. Why? An animal. How is an animal? It's a four-legged animal, right? An animal's always in the phase of lying down, correct? It's horizontal. It's not kuma skufa. Man is kuma skufa. Man is upright. An animal is horizontal, right? You understand what I'm saying? Okay. So, the concept of eating is an animalistic thing. So when we do things which are animalistic, we lie down. When we do things which show our kuma skufa, which is Torah, we stand up. Nowadays, we sit down when we learn Torah, and we sit down when we eat. Because unfortunately, the hevdel, the difference for us to an animal, you know, we need the schnitzel, we need our, you know, it's...
Is that why it's also to eat standing up?
Huh?
Is that why like you have to sit down for a meal? You can't stand up?
Yeah, you have to. It has a seva. The Gemara says certain things need a seva. Certain things need to sit down. When you make a brocha, you do a seva. That's a, it's covered with a brocha. That's a different thing. Okay?
It's a mitzvah to learn
then. No, it's a mitzvah to learn anywhere apart from one place. Right? You know the place I'm talking about, right? It's a shy. You learn in bed. You learn when you're not in bed. You learn anytime. It's a mitzvah all the time. It's a mitzvah to meet this. Right? It's a mitzvah to have Yerat Shamay. Right? Only when you're in yeshiva is a mitzvah. It's all the time. It's a mitzvah to meet this. Torah is a mitzvah to meet this. There's no time not for learning Torah. There's places you can't learn Torah. Okay, what can you do?
Sitting as we are now, as opposed to reclining, is the middle ground between reclining and standing.
I know, but the thought is that we're weaker. So we sit down. What's it to do with the... Why don't we... The hevdel, the difference between us, between our ruchnis and our gashmis, isn't so big. So we do everything sitting down. Once upon a time, there was a hevdel. There was a difference between kuma skufa and lying down. So when you eat, you lie down. When you learn Torah, you stand up. You understand? Because you're doing Surah Adam. That's Surah Adam. That's Surah Behemah. You understand? Make sense? Okay, weiter. Okay. So, we're explaining, there's a halacha, Eimesichin b'shad asuda shemi yakdim kana leveshet, right? What's the vort here? The vort here is that they were lying down in these beds, right? And that's when they're eating. We have this halacha when? Pesach. This halacha applies to us Pesach. When you lean there, right? So, you know, they're saying the Haggadah when you're drinking avokosa, so you're eating matzah, or when some people are knowing, even when they're eating a suda, so they lie down and they eat a suda. So, that's... This halacha applies.
Look, we
bring a pillow to the table. We don't have big houses. We don't have, you know. But ideally, you have the time of the Gemara. They didn't have like one big table. They had little tables by each person. They had a little like bed and a little table by them. And they used to lie down and eat. Fun, right?
Awesome.
Maybe we'll change the Machon Shlomo shulchan downstairs, and we all start learning standing up as well.
Yeah.
All right. Okay? Alright, let's carry on. Let's carry on. So you go. Sit down. Alright. Okay, where are we at?
Is this right. Rabbi Yitzhak? This is the Rabbi Yitzhak of Nachman Shlomo, or this is a Tana from...
He's a Gilgul, he's a Gilgul, it's a Nitzot. Amalei, okay? So he says no. So what he basically told him? He told him, I can't. If I tell you Dvar Torah now when I'm eating, Shem Yagdim Kanavesh, I can choke. And I'll come today, you can come to Sakana, you can choke, right? Okay. So the world goes on. Kana is the place you eat, Vesh is the place you drink. You breathe. Mm. Okay. Bata the Saud, after the meal, they ate, Amalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan.
What does Sicha mean?
Sicha means to like talk, conversation. But here we're referring to any type of conversation. Amalei, Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan says. Yaakov Avinu lo meis. This is our parasha. Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Right? V'yikrevu yimei Yaakov, right? Lamus, right? What are we talking about? Yaakov Avinu didn't die. Hello? Yaakov Avinu didn't die.
Whoa.
The star portion, hello.
Hello, hello. You guys know you're learning Chumash in the yeshiva? Yaakov Avinu didn't die. It makes sense to you? Hello?
He lives in Jerusalem.
Okay, fine. You have his address, right? Okay.
The top of the hill.
Right, okay. Amalei. So yeah, this is his drosh that he told to Rav Nachman. So what did Rav Nachman say? Amalei, ki bichdi saftu savdinaya. For no reason, they made a hespedim on him. V'chantu chanetaya, and they wrapped him up in how you say the Egyptians do the embalming. For no reason, they embalmed him. What's he talking about? V'kavru kavraya, and they buried him? So what are you talking about, he didn't die? What are you talking about, he didn't die? Let's see Rashi. Lo meit, ela chai hu la'olam. Rashi says, he's living forever. So the answer that Nachum gives, for no reason, three things. For no reason, they gave a hesped on him. For no reason, they embalmed him. And for no reason, they... They buried him. What do you need three reasons for? Hello? What do you need three reasons for? It's enough that you buried him, isn't it? Well, if they buried him, there's a half a minute they can be alive. Embalming him, what's enough to mean? What do I need three reasons? Embalming, burying, and what was the third one?
Hesped.
What do I need these things for? What's his kasha? He said it's before Shul Chumash he died. So look at Tosis. Okay, first Rashi. Big D. Ki bechinim savdu savdaya v'chantu chanataya. Rashi says, "Dichtiv bei v'chantu v'isbedu." Right? It's beforeish in the pasuk. They embalmed him and they were maspid him and they buried him. We know they took Bnei Yaakov took him. They buried him. They were maspid machpela. Right? The whole story with Esav. Okay. Now look at Tosis. Yaakov v'inu lo meis. V'ken mash v'dichtiv v'yigva. It says v'yigva. V'lo k'tiv v'yamos. So Tosfos says v'yigva. And doesn't see he died.
It says he was embalmed. What does that mean?
Embalmed means the Egyptians they put
v'yigva means embalmed.
Due to the mummies, right?
Yeah.
So Tosfos says yigva doesn't mean dead.
It doesn't mean you take out all the insides of like all the stuff that's inside your body in order to preserve your body? Is it part of the embalmment process?
Just, the Yaakov probably didn't have any psoas inside. I don't know, I have no idea. But it doesn't matter. Obviously he died, right? So what's the question? What's Yitzhak mean that he didn't die? So he gives him an answer. Now remember, when you have a kasha in a Gemara, the teretz must be an answer to that kasha, correct? Okay, so let's see the answer is. Amalei, mikra ani derish. I'm derish a pasuk. Shenema, that it says in the pasuk, vata al tira, don't be frightful, avdi Yaakov, my servant Yaakov. Nuum Hashem, says Hashem. Va'al techat Yisrael, And don't worry, Yisrael. Ki hineini moshiecha, because I'm going to save you. Mirachok, from the far away places, from the far lands. Vetzarecha, and your children. Me'eretz shiviam, from the land of their shiviam, their shevi, their...
Residing.
They're captured. The land of there where they were captured. They're speaking about Golas. So he says, so what he's saying, don't worry Yaakov, my servant. Don't worry Yisrael. Because I'm going to save the Jewish people, right? Your children from the place of their captures, the places they were captured from. I'm going to bring them back. So what's the apostle speaking about? It's speaking about the Geula Atida. There's going to be a Geula. And you, Yaakov, don't worry. Your children are going to return from the place they were captured. Okay? Good territory. Now look. Makish hu lezaro. There's a Hekish. Right? It's a Hekish. Him to his era.
What's a
Hekish? It's Hekish. Come on. It's a comparative. To his children. Ma zaro b'chaim. Just as his children are alive. Af hu b'chaim. Also, he's alive. Good Terence? Hello, good Terence?
No.
No. Doesn't sound like a good Terence, right? Just as his children are alive, we have a Hekish. We have a Mefurish puzzle saying he died. We have a Hekish saying he's alive. Okay? Not a steer in the psukim, right? So what's the answer is this? What answer is this? Hello, you understand the kasha? What answer is this?
It's a cute answer.
Okay. So he says, Mikra Anidarish. He says, Mikra Anidarish. Hai dechantu chanataya, that which they embalmed him, Rashi, Sfurim hayushame. They thought he died. Mazar b'chayim, just as his children are alive, kushu mekabet et Yisrael, when we bring back the Jewish people, me'eretz shiviam, from the places they were captured, hachayim hu mekabet. The people who are alive he brings back. Shehen b'shevi, that they're captured. Shamatim ainen b'shevi. People who are dead aren't in shevi, aren't captured. Afhu b'chaim, also Yaakov's alive. Shivienu b'gola, will bring him. Shivienu b'gola, k'deli golet banav. We'll bring him in the gola, in the, how do you say the gola? The galus.
Exile.
The exile. K'dei li golet banav. We'll bring him.
What does that mean?
To save his children. Le'enav. To his eyes. In front of him. K'moshe matzinu Mitzrayim. V'ya Yisrael. Yisrael saw. V'darshin Yisrael saba. V'dechan tuchan taya. Nidma lehem shemeit. Aval chai haya. He's saying, the Yaakov, right? V'ya Yisrael ta yada chazaka. The yada chazaka, the Midrash says, what's a yada chazaka? Zu Yisrael saba. It's Yaakov Avinu. They saw Yaakov Avinu. The Bechina of Yaakov Avinu they saw. Yaakov is the one who's going to be goel them. That's what means Yaakov isn't dead.
One more time.
Yaakov, he's the person who's going to redeem the Jewish people from their exile. That's why he isn't dead. Because just as his children aren't dead, so he isn't dead.
Because he's going to be the one...
Because he represents, what Rashi says, Yad Vaya Yisrael. The Jewish people saw Hayad HaChazaka. What's a Yad HaChazaka? Yisrael Saba. Who's Yisrael Saba? Yaakov Avinu. They saw Yaakov Avinu redeeming them from Mitzrayim. So he wasn't dead. What are you talking about here? What does this mean? Okay. Obviously, right? Obviously he was dead, right? Obviously he was dead, physically dead. His goof was dead. He was buried. Rabbi Yitzchak didn't mean he wasn't dead, physically dead. He means there's something about Yaakov Avinu which represents Chaim. Who are the Jewish people who are going to come out from Golus? Those who have this chius, this life, which is represented by Yaakov Avinu. So if you have the Bechina, if you have this concept of life, which is representative of Yaakov Avinu, there's a Hekish, there's a comparative. Just as Yaakov is alive, so you, just as they are alive, so Yaakov is alive. That Bechina of Yaakov is what's going to bring you out of Golus. What's this Gemara coming to teach us? Yaakov was buried in Golos. What's death? Death is when you have a siduk neshama, when your neshama leaves you. What's Golos? Golos is a form of death. It's a darkness. It's a form of death. We're not connected to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. There's a staklus. There's a removal of our connection. A removal of our neshama somewhat. A removal of our connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what death is. The reason we're in Golos is because we're not alive. If we have Chaim, if we're alive, like Yaakov Avinu's alive, that's Yisrael Saba, that's the Yad HaChazakah, then we're Ruim LeGolos. Yaakov Avinu didn't die, Perusho, he wasn't Ruim to be dead. He wasn't fitting to be dead. He wasn't fitting to be buried. He still had the concept of Chaim. The Jewish people were in Golos because we have death. When we have Chaim, like Yaakov Avinu, then we have redemption. Then that Bechina, that concept of Yaakov Avinu redeems us. Now what's the concept of Yaakov Avinu? What's this, what does it mean Yaakov Avinu didn't die? What do you mean? They were maspid him. What's these three things? They were maspid him, they were chonet him, they were embalmed him, they buried him. What do these three things represent? That's part of him that was dead. What's a hesped? What's a hesped? The good things a person did, right? You were masped a person, the good things he did. What does hesped represent?
A break between this world, like it's escorting them into the next world.
Okay, but escorting them with what they got from this world, that they're taking them to the next world. What's embalming for? The goof doesn't get bad. What's burial for? You are afa v'afa tashuv, as we say in the pasuk. What are these things for?
Preservation.
Right, burial is obviously not for preservation. Right? There's three aspects to a person. We're going to see. You know what? I'll leave that. There's three aspects here, right? We're going to leave that. Now, when we're saying he's alive, that means these three aspects did not occur with Yaakov Avinu. That means even though they physically occurred, but they weren't present as they are present with other people. That means, you understand what I'm saying? So we're going to see what these three aspects mean. Now remember, this is our Gemara. It's speaking about, there's going to be three Gemaras here that Rabbi Yitzchak's going to speak about. Now where it just started, we're going to go back. Right? We understand a little bit of what this means. So really what this Gemara is teaching us is how we get out of Golos. What type of life, that's what we want to learn from this Gemara. What type of life is real life that takes us out of death, that takes us out of Golos? The Golos of our own personal selves. That's what this Gemara is going to be teaching us, right? That's what Yitzchak meant. So now let's go weiter and we'll come back. You know, that's what you do. You go weiter in the Gemara, you get a basic understanding, you go back and you understand in a deeper level. Yeah? Okay, now that's the next part, the next Gemara. Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, Kol ha'ome Rachav Rachav. Rachav was the wife of Yeshua. When Yeshua went to spy in Israel, you know the whole story. They went to the house and Rachav protected them, right? After Yeshua married Rachav, right? Okay. Miyad Nikri. Anyone who mentions her name twice has an issue.
Okay. Simultaneously, like Rachav, and you say it again?
Yeah, don't say it.
I won't.
Okay. Amalei Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Ana Amina, I said it. Velo ichbadli, I'll say it, and doesn't, I don't care. Right? What are you talking about, Yitzchak? You're talking a lot of, I'll say it twice, it doesn't, nothing happened to me.
The Gemara saying it's a problem when you say
it? Yeah, that's what Gemara said. You say, Rachav, Rachav, you straight away, you become a Baal Keren. Rav Nachman said it, I'll say it twice. It means you have an issue. Down, you know, you have, what's it, how do you say, a liquid downstairs. You understand what I'm talking about?
You become Tame?
You become Tame. You have a...
Doesn't Rashi last week's question say it's an endearing term?
Okay, wait. So, Baal Keren means what it means here. That's what Baal Keren means.
Wait, when you say the name twice in one situation?
Huh?
When you're marrying somebody?
No, you mention her name twice, You straight away you see.
You mention her in just your
Because it's a taiva. There's a taiva. We're going to see what it means. Nase Balkeri becomes a Balkeri. Right? So Rav Nachman said, "What are you talking about, Yitzchak? I'm saying I'll say it, and I don't care what will happen. In other words, nothing's going to happen to me." Amalek, Yamina, Rav Yitzchak tells him, "No, I didn't mean like you think. When I said what I'm saying, Beyoda, someone who knows her, Uba Makira, right? Someone who knows her and recognizes her. What does it mean, Rashi? What does it mean, knows her? Hainu Nami Makira. So Rashi says Yoda and Makira is the same thing." So basically, he knows her. If you saw her, and you mentioned her name twice, because she was so beautiful, the Gemara Megillah says, there were four of the most beautiful women in the world, right? And one of them was Rachav.
Throughout the course of history?
It wasn't American, you know, the American woman, not that sort of thing. The Tosfos asked there, well, what about Chava? Chava wasn't mentioned. You want to know who they were?
She's
Sarah?
She's above there. Sarah, Rachav, Batsheva.
Was Rachav?
Avigail.
Oh, Avigail.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. I'll just do it.
Here it says.
Alba Nashim Yefifiot. There were four beautiful women, Ayuba Olam, were in the world. Sarah, Avigail, right? Rachav, Esther. She was green or yellow. No, it means yellow.
It was?
Esther was yellow. I mean, she wasn't nice looking. She was yellow. Whatever that means. We're not going into that now. Chayitamapike. So we take out Esther. Umayel Vashti. Right? Interesting. Vashti. Right? So Tosfos asks you, what about Chava? The Gemara says, about Chava, it says, Kasha, Amaylo Chashiv Chava. Why don't you consider Chava? The Amir Perecheska Sabatim. Sarah in front of Chava was like a monkey in front of other people. Like a monkey in front of other people. Like a monkey in front of other people. Okay. So what's Tosis's teretz? Hello, what's Tosis's teretz? Tosis gives a teretz here. Tosis gives a teretz. What's his teretz? Tosis says, tells you, Yeshlo adelo choshiv ela otam shenoldim mina isha. We only think about the ones who were born from a woman, from a man, from a woman. Some were born from a woman. Chava wasn't born from a woman. Chava was the most beautiful, but Chava wasn't born from a woman. Chava was a Yitzir Kappa, Kodesh Baruch Hu created Chava, right? But she was very beautiful, Rachav. So the Gemara says, you just mention her name, you become a Balkeri, because of the taiva, because of the desire for her.
Rachav, did she keep a brothel?
Huh?
Rachav.
Yeah.
She kept a brothel?
No, she didn't. No.
Just an inn?
No. She goes, No. Okay, and we're not. Hey, you have to understand. Anyway,
I'm saying
there's
a hotel. Okay.
Okay. So no. It's anyway. Let's. Other Gemaras will leave her, right? I'm not sure that's accurate. Anyway, we're talking about here. What's this Gemara talking? What are you going to tell him? Rav Nachman knew Rachav. Any of us know saw Rachav once? You guys saw her? No. In the time of Yitzchak, anyone saw her? He was an Amora. Rachav was a Bisman Yeshua. She didn't live that long. So what's this? A halacha l'mashiach? What is it? When Yitzchias HaMesim, you shouldn't look at her. What's this? What's he telling us? What's the point of this Amora?
Her children. She's still alive.
She's still alive. Yeah, she's living with Yaakov. I mean, he's there and give her trouble, right? What's it trying to tell us? What's it trying to tell us? Hello? Isn't this a strange Gemara? Huh?
Be careful while
strange.
You look around.
So. That's what I'm telling you, right? You can't just say, don't look at women. There's Gemara say, don't look at women. There's other Gemara, right? You have a whole simon in Shulchan Aruch, what you're allowed to do, how you're allowed to do. We don't need this. What's it teaching you? I remember, we're going to have to connect this. This is three statements of Yitzchak. What's it trying to tell you? Just as in Yaakov Avinu, there's a part that didn't die, right? There's certain things which is alive and we have to learn. In Rahab, in a woman, what's a woman for? Gemara says, in Tanis, same Gemara in Tanis, in Tanis, Eina isha ila le'yofi. There's one man over like that. A woman's for Yofi. The Yofi of Rahab isn't dead. Anyone who saw her, it's still alive. Even if she's dead, anyone who saw her once and mentions her name twice, it causes them to want to connect with her. That's what Baal Keri is. Ein kishu ela ledas. A person doesn't have a connection, the feeling for connection, anywhere das. Here, it's almost like an onus. Her beauty was so great that everyone wanted to connect to her. That means her beauty didn't die. Something about her beauty didn't die. Who cares? Who cares? What's it teaching us? What do we need to know that beauty didn't die? What's beauty for?
Dollars.
Okay, well, we'll have to see. What's beauty represent? What's beauty represent? Mm-hmm. So the Groh in Eishes Chayil says, Hevel Achein, Sheker Achein, Vehevel Ayofi. Yeah, Sheker. It's Sheker. Chayin, Vehevel Ayofi. Isha, a woman who's Yerach Hamayim, he titalal. She'll be praised. What will she be praised with, says the Groh? With Chayin and Yofi. With grace and beauty. A woman will be praised with grace and beauty. Grace and beauty in of itself is sheker, is lies, it's hevel, it's nothingness. But when you have Yerach Hamayim, a woman will be praised with her beauty. I.e. real beauty is an expression of something pnimi, of something inner. That inner beauty was so great that it was never forgotten. Just mentioning her name twice, you wanted to connect. A person wants to connect to something which is intrinsically beautiful, which is something which is representative of something which is beauty, inner beauty. That's what a person's real desire is for. So just mentioning that name will automatically bring a connection. You understand? Okay, so we're mentioning there's aspects of a man, right? And there's an aspect of a woman, which also didn't die. You with me or you're not following? You with me? Yes? Okay. Now we're doing the third Gemara. We haven't yet done them. I hope we have time. We haven't yet done them. We'll have to come back and explain them a bit more fully. Because remember, we have three things that we didn't understand there. We don't fully understand why we're bringing all these three things together. Right? Now. Next bit. Amalei Rav Nachman. Oh, no. Next bit is... Ki havu miftarei mahadadi. When they were leaving each other, right? Rav Nachman from Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak was the guest in Rav Nachman's house, right? Mm-hmm. Oh no, Rav Nachman was leaving from Rav Yitzchak. The opposite, Rashi says, right? Amale, lirva chanma. Give me a blessing. Give me a bracha. Amale, emsholach ha-mashal. I'll give you a mashal. Lema adav adome. The word, the thing, is similar. La Adam, to a man, Shaya Holech b'midba. He would go in the midba, in the desert. Vahaya Raev, he was thirsty. Va'ayef, and tired. V'tzameh, and thirsty. Right? You notice we're saying there's three Gemaras in Rabbi Yitzchak? There's three things that Rabbi Yitzchak, right? And there's also three things you get in a midbar.
What about
Rahav? Rahav that you're missing in a midbar. Ra'ev, hungry, ayef, tired and thirsty. Also, the order is very funny. If you would ask me the order, I'd put first. I mean, who cares if you're tired, right? I'd put first thirsty. That's the most important thing if you... Then I'd put afterwards Ra'ev, right? And then afterwards I'd put ayef. Ayef would be the third one. Why put it in this order?
What's Ra'ev mean again?
Ra'ev means hungry. Ayef means tired. But tzameh means thirsty. It's a strange order. Yeah? Okay. Matza ilan, he found a tree, sheperoto metukim, right? That his fruit are
sweet.
V'tzilonai, and his shade is pleasant. V'amat hamayim over tachtav, and water is flowing underneath this tree. Another three things, right? Achal meperotav, he ate from its fruit, right? Shata mimeimav, he drank from its waters. V'yashav v'tzilo, and he sat in its shade, right? So Rashi explains, Haya tzilo nae, shudze tzarech la'adam, that needs a person. Ayef lanuach tachtav, right? If he's tired to rest underneath it, right? We could always do that one, I see. Perotav metukim, his fruit are sweet, l'ra'ev, l'ra'av, for his hunger. V'amatamayim l'tzame, right? I mean, we could work that one out by ourselves, no? Well, we need Rashi for that one. Right, that's a funny Rashi. We need to tell me that, okay? V'kushu bikesh lelech, when he wanted to go, ama ilan ilan, how can I bless you? So who's this marshal? This marshal is to Rav Nachman leaving Rabbi Yitzchak, correct?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If I tell you, your fruit will be sweet, you have sweet fruit, what do I bless you? Right? If I give you a blessing that your shade will be pleasant to stay under, it's a nice shade. If I say that water will be flowing underneath you, it's flowing underneath you. So what bracha can I give you? You have everything. Right? You have everything, Rabbi Yitzchak. Ella, rather, what bracha can I give you? Yiratzen. Maybe the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the will of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, shekol netiot, all your netiot, all your saplings, yeah, shenoti mimcha, that will be grown from you, you kamocha, will be like you, right? What does it mean you kamocha? Batera will be like you in Torah, ula osha, and in riches, for covered, and in honor. Three things, right? So obviously these three things, we have to work it out, which one is which. But it's connected, these three things of the Ilan, right? Afata, also you, b'ma varecha. What'll I give you a bracha of Yitzchak? In b'tera, hari tera, you have tera. In b'osha, if it's with wealth, Hare Osha, you have Osha. In Babanim, if with children, Hare Banim, you have children. Now there's a gisa change because Rashi says the covered, right? And if he has, right? So let's try and understand. Some gisa say this means in be covered, Hare covered. Ela yiratzon, let it be your rotzen, shutzetzae me'ech, the coming out of your stomach, like you. Your children will be like you. That bracha I'm giving to you. Now, can I just say one thing? You see here, there's a hekesh. This is the bracha. There's a hekesh between you, Rabbi Yitzhak, and your children. Where do we learn a hekesh between children and Yaakov Avinu? Whoa. Just as your children are alive, so Yaakov Avinu is alive. He was saying hekesh of the father to his children. You understand? So now, if we think about this a little bit, maybe these three midas, these three things that we have here, which is Torah, Osha, and Kavod, these three things give a person chius, gives a person life. These three things takes a person out of Golas. The Golas of himself, right? What are we looking for in life? How do we get these three things? What is marshal of the Ilan? Now a marshal we have to learn. Right? Now, what's fruit? What's fruit? What is water? Water we can understand. Water is probably Torah, right? Karatzami ala mayim. Everyone who's thirsty goes to mayim. Ain mayim ala Torah. Mayim is Torah, right? It gives chius. If you didn't have the amas of mayim passing this tree, would you have the fruit? Would you have the tzel? You wouldn't have it. Torah is the thing that gives chius, gives life. That's the first thing. That's the water. Make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. What do you think the fruit would be? Yeah, but what is it? You have Torah, ocean, cover. We have to fit it in. Actually, says Torah, ocean, cover.
Ocean.
Why is it ocean?
To provide.
What is ocean?
Why is it ocean? Is wealth.
Osher.
Yeah. Why is that wealth? What's Osher represent? What is Osher? The Shulchan. You have the menorah and you have the Shulchan. The Shulchan represents Ashirus, right? The Shulchan represents Ashirus. It's also Malchus, right?
You can feed other people. Also, you can
feed other people. Okay.
You can provide them.
We're talking about himself. You have everything.
You can provide for them. You can provide.
Yeah, but you're talking about himself. You need.
You can provide.
What do you need Osher for? What do you need Osher for? You need to be rich. What do you need Osher for?
Provide for a Torah. I don't know. Other things. You can provide. You have sustenance for yourself. You have a livelihood. So you can. It's just sustenance.
Ezehu Ashir? Who's an Ashir? Hasameach bechelko. Right? You're happy with your portion. Yeshli kol, Yaakovinu says. Ezehu says, Yeshli Rav, I have plenty. Yeshli kol. All that I need, I have. Sameach bechelko. I have all that I need. So what's that in terms of this Ilan? And remember, we have three things. Hungry, drinking, right? Drinking is something you need more. Hungry, right? It gives you sustenance. And then the self, it gives you, if you're tired, to replenish you. What replenishes a person? What's a fruit represent?
Are we off with saying that it's osher? Or
we maybe we're off with it to water. I'm asking, what do you think?
It's possible that it's covered like a sudah is.
Fruit represents covered? What's covered represent? What's covered? What's real covered? Gemara says, ain't covered at a Torah. What do you mean, ain't covered at a Torah? Chami min chalim covered. It's a mission, sorry, not Gemara. It's a mission. Pirkei Avos, right? It's covered.
You enjoy.
What's covered? Covered is something pnimi. Real covered is not external covered. Something pnimi. That comes from living an inner life, a pnimi life. Letznuyim chachma. Person who's has more chachma, he's more tzanua. He doesn't say everything about himself. People who are quieter, people who are more reserved. When I say reserved, not they're shy. I mean shy, reserved, right? And they're holding back who they are. They don't have to say who they are. You can see who they are. So a certain aspect about them. You don't know everything about them. Tznuyim chachma. When you're mitzanea, tzanea, right? You hide, you're modest about who you are. That shows you have chokhmah.
So the same with the fruit.
Huh?
The same with the fruit. The fruit hides its sweetness, but it also hides its seeds, and the seeds itself are hidden, okay. Are hidden trees.
Let's try that. Let's say the fruit represents covered. Why the fruit represents covered? Because what's covered? The Torah, person has Torah. He's learning Torah. He's replenished from the water. But that produces the sap, which gives the fruit. Torah brings covered, right? Torah brings covered. The covered is the fruit. The expression of that Torah brings automatically the covered. Yeah? When he expresses, you don't know who he is. He opens his mouth. He begins, he knows. Torah brings covered when it's expressed. Torah means to express. You have to teach your Torah. You have to learn your Torah. You have to teach your Torah. You have to do your Torah. Amnas lasso. Remember we learned the others. You have to learn Torah to do. That's the whole point of Torah. So covered could be the fruit. So we only left with one thing. What's it sell? What's the that must be? Osher. Why is that osher? What a cell does, if you're IF, you're tired. What is it, you're replenishing? Money sustains a person, right? It says Vatakum Hatzadeh. When Avram bought it has kima, it's mekayim you, it establishes you, it keeps you established. Money has the ability of kiyum, that's osha, right? That's a tzel. It gives you ability to, when you're tired, it gives you ability to be replenished. So let's say those are the three things. Those are three aspects of man. What's the source of those three things?
The water.
The water, the Torah. Says lemayminimba, right? Masmirimba is osher v'kavod. Even a person learns Torah shelo lishma, he has osher v'kavod. Torah brings you all these three things. Who is the richest man? Moshe Rabbeinu. Psalacha, the psalus of the Torah, brought him ocean. The shorish of all these things, right, comes from the Torah. That's what gives us achius. What does Yaakov Avinu represent? Amud HaTorah. That's the chiyus of Yaakov Avinu. Now let's go back to the three things. What's the three things? Hesped. We have Hesped. What else do we have?
I don't know. What's Hesped?
Hesped is the
eulogy.
Then you have what? The embalming of a person. And then you have the
burial.
The burial. What's burial against? What's embalming against? What's Hesped? Hesped is Kvod Ames. That's obviously covered, right?
Yeah.
Kiyum. We need... What's the Kiyum? Where's Kiyum? Embalming is Kiyum. That would be connected Osha. Kvura must be connected Torah. Why is it connected Torah? Because without Kvura, you don't have Tchias Amesim. If a person doesn't have Torah, doesn't have Tal Torah, the Gemara and Kesuvah says, he doesn't have Tal Torah, he can't come at Tchias Amesim. We get buried, just like you can't have a seed grow without putting it in the ground, correct? That's what Gemara says. It's a dimyon to Tchias Amesim. When you put a seed in the ground, you're not burying it. It's not dying over there. The seed goes in the ground, it dissolves. After it dissolves, what happens to that seed? It becomes a beautiful shoot. That's what Gemara says. It's a mashul to Tchias Amesim. So Kvura, right, is what brings on Tchias Amesim. Brings on the resurrecting of the dead. And you can only have resurrection of the dead, Gemara says, because you have Tal Torah. That's what Gemara says. Where's Nashim? How do Nashim, women, have Tchias Amesim? Where's their Torah? They don't mechuyev in Torah. So Gemara says, they bring their children to learn Torah. Or they wait for their husbands who come from a different city. And they wait for him, because he's learning Torah. They shoot first with Torah. The involvement with Torah, that's what they're Tal Torah. That's so they have Tchias Amesim. But without Torah, you don't have Tchias Amesim. So Gemara asks, where's the Torah? Where's the Tal Torah? Where's the dew of Torah that gives them Tchias Amesim? You understand? So those are those three things. So when Reb Nachman said, three things happened to Yaakov Avinu. His kavod was taken, his hesped, his embalming. He's no longer, you have to do an outer sustenance to him. And you have to bury him. So he says, no, he didn't die. Those three things in Yaakov Avinu, those three aspects of his ruchnius, they didn't die. Tzadikim, b'misatam, even the time they're dead, they're called chayim. Now what gives him that hemshech? Zarecha, your children. Makish Yaakov lezaro. When you have those three qualities, so what bracha, what does bracha mean? When you have something which has rui lachul bracha, which is fitting for bracha to be chal on it, then you make a bracha. I can't bless you. You have these three things, says Rav Nachman. You have Torah. You have Osher. You have Kavod. Right? You have them. You have those three things which a person needs in life, in the way we describe them. Yeah? What can I bless? Your children will be like you. When you have those three aspects of life, when you live with those three aspects, and they come from Torah, because that's the river. Without the river, you don't have a tree, you don't have a shade, you have nothing. But they come from Torah. When you have Torah, and you have those three things, then your children will be like you. If there's a problem in your Torah, there's going to be a problem with your children. That's it. It's your fault. And it's true. Every single person, his children, is the parents' fault. I know that from my own children. Like each child has a problem, I know it comes from the house. It comes from the home. You can blame, you can always, there's always other things. It's the house. It's a chisar in your learning. It's a chisar in something. Or something happened at the time of that child, or whatever. Or different things. It's always you. It's always you. You can always, and you can fix it. Mizrach Hashem can be fixed. To be fixed. But that's what yeshiva is so important, that's why Torah is so important. Torah is the shorish for all these three things. If you're learning Torah properly, the Torah of Yaakov, that's a very hard Torah to learn. The Torah of Hasmada. Because what is Torah? What are we all sitting? You're learning Baba Kama, you're learning whatever, right? What are you guys learning? Boa Amit Galgil. What's that going to happen to you? You go back to Google, you go back to things. Who cares? Boa Amit Galgil. How's it going to help you? You're learning how you pay if you're a surveyor, right? You're Mishane. Well, who cares? You're learning Rotzen Hashem. And when you're learning Rotzen Hashem in a deep way, it affects you. It changes your mode of thinking, that your mode of thinking becomes Rotzen Hashem. And when your mode of thinking becomes Rotzen Hashem, you think Rotzen Hashem. You become Torah. That's why we learn Gemara, that's why we learn Torah. The shorish of all our chiyus, of all our livelihood, comes from Torah. We have children, we have covered, and we have osha, we have sustenance, and that all comes from our Torah. Now, what does it do with the three things? Right, we have three, right? This is spiritual, right? What's Rachav? Rachav is connecting to Yofi, right? What's Yofi of Rachav? It's an inner Yofi, right? Yofi is Tiferet, that's the middle part of us. Right? Tiferet is the beauty. It's the middle part. It's a beauty.
Different from Yofi?
Tiferet represents the Midah of Yaakov Avinu. Right? So we have Yaakov, we have Rachav, it's Yofi. The different aspects of this, of Tiferet. Right? Rachav represents Yofi, the beauty. The beauty, what's the real beauty? Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan was beautiful. And the Gemara says, what's his beauty of Rabbi Yochanan? The Shekhinah. That's also the beauty of these women. There's some aspect of them that represented the beauty of the divine presence. That's real Yofi. Like the Gros says, when you have Yofi Pnimi, when you have inner Yofi, as the outer Yofi is worth praising, because it's just an expression of an inner Yofi, an expression of an inner beauty. Right? So now let's see, what's these three statements coming to teach us? Each one's coming to teach a different thing. And this is about children. This bracha is a bracha of children. So we start with the upper level, the inner level, and what's children called? Yotzi Chalatzav. The child is Yerech Aviv, is the extension of his lower part. So there's three parts. The bottom part was just children, as we represented. That's this last part of the Gemara. The middle part of the Gemara, right, is the lave, is the heart. That's a connection to a wife. And the upper heart is a connection to the Torah, to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's Yaakov Avinu. So those three aspects have to be shalom in a person. Torah, his connection with his wife, the Yofi that his wife represents, that it's such a connection, just mentioning her, everyone wants to connect to that. Everyone wants to connect to that inner Yofi, right? And then there's a third thing, that when all these things come together and expressed properly, right? Torah, which brings Osha v'Kavod, right? In the way we explained it, then your children will come out like you, with all those three aspects. So now you understand the three aspects, how these all three things fit in. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's it. Mincha. Any questions?